So I was on the West Coast for a while, and after Yokohama sank, Coast Guard cracked down on all our ships, put half of them in the shipyard, and they pulled me in the office in Port Arthur. I was a junior guy. It was either take this job or, you know, probably get laid off. So I took on a job, had to learn it, really. We had surveyors on the ships that would measure the thickness of steel, steel structural members in the tanks. And they'd send these measurements to me, and I would have to pull the blueprints on the various ships, see what the original scantlings were, and what the percentage of wastage was. And depending on if it was, I think it was anything over 25 or 30% had to be replaced. So I'd calculate how many feet of a certain kind of angle iron, and we come up with the how many 100,000 pounds of steel would have to be replaced. And from that, the company would make a determination as to whether it was economically feasible to replace these structural members, or if they would scrap the ships. In the course of that, I was making hellacious mistakes.
Do you feel comfortable discussing them?
With the mistakes?
Sure.
Well, only in the, my math was pretty bad.
Okay.
We'd send something off to bid to shipyard, and they'd say, oh, wait a minute, that's not the correct figure. This is the correct figure. And I'd tell them, well, if you don't like it, I'll go back to sea. I never wanted this job. I never asked for it. It was,
sure,
it was just given to me.
Okay.
So
your old algebra issue was coming back to haunt you?
Oh, I mean, it was so tedious. You'd go to bed at night, you'd be dreaming of these blueprints, you know? So then in the midst of that, I found...